Exercise 10, page 248. Text 1.
Martin, you have made the issue of the environment perhaps your life's work, and there are some that say it has held you back in your rise to a senior position. What do you say to them?
I say the same thing to them as I say to everyone. If we don't have a planet, we don't have an economy, don't have education, don't have anything.
Does the lack of progress frustrate you?
Well, you have to be patient in this line of work. Solutions don't happen overnight, though I know the people in the streets and those marching for change want it. We live in a democracy, and that means processes must be followed.
What do you say to the scientists who warn we are approaching a point of no return?
I understand. I listen. I worry. I have children too, you know. And I've been re-elected 3 times, so the voters obviously know and appreciate the fact that I spend every day pushing to get environmental changes moving faster. But it will take time.
Text 2.
What about the idiom, a wolf in sheep's clothing? That's from one of Aesop's fables, isn't it?
It's possible, and it was certainly included as such from the Middle Ages and on, but there's no strict proof.
I suppose this idiom would mean, someone seems nice, but on the inside they are mean or vicious, right?
That's undoubtedly what it means. It's like the saying, don't judge a book by its cover. Except the book one is often used for nice people with a plain appearance too.
That's true. And doesn't it remind you a bit of the fairy tale, The Wolf and the Seven Young Kids? That's the one about the wolf who pretends to be the little goat's mother to get into their house and eat them.
I suppose there are faint similarities, but I don't think he dresses up. He puts on her voice and makes his paw white, like hers. But other than that, the resemblance isn't so strong.
Maybe, but it's the same message. Don't trust appearances.
Or don't open your door to strangers.
Text 3.
Welcome, one and all, to Epping Forest. It gives me great pleasure to see young people among the group, and it's very exciting to see more and more teens are getting involved in the outdoors. When I first started this guided walk, my only 2 clients were an elderly couple of around 80 years old. I had to cut the walk in half to make it easier for them. I see a few worried looks among you now, but please don't be concerned. We're going on a long walk, to be sure, but it's a very gentle walk. The section of the forest we're going to be walking through is the longest uninterrupted stretch, and we're going to cover a roughly oval path. So we end up where we started and at the car park. It's a forest I've explored since I was a boy, since I've lived all my life in Chingford, which isn't far from here. So you're in safe hands. And though it's around 10 miles in total, we'll take it gently and stop often for breaks and talks. For those of you who don't know, Epping Forest is an ancient forest, meaning that it has been wooded all through history, way back to Neolithic times. We'll see some evidence of that along the way. It used to be much larger, of course, and used to be part of Waltham Forest. This has always been the densest part of the forest, though, probably because of its position between the rivers Lee and Roding. The whole of Waltham Forest was going to be given to William Long Wellesley in the early 19th century to turn into farmland. But luckily for us, the common people protested so strongly that this part of the forest was preserved forever as common land. We'll start in just a moment. But first, let me tell you a story. About a year ago, I was sitting by a tree just 100 yards from here, dreaming about something as I rested, and what should trot into the clearing but a group of 5 fallow deer, including 2 little ones. They came in, looked at me, and fed for a while. Of course, I held my breath and didn't make a noise. Then they trotted off in a southerly direction, pretty much the way we're going to go now. So what I'm saying is, keep your eyes open. Try not to make too much noise and you never know what you might see. Right, If you're all ready, we can go.